in The Secret.
Baby, it's cold outside in the Midwest. They're saying it feels like, with a wind chill, 50 below. Beware of the dreaded black ice. I don't know about all of you listening across America, but I can deal with anything except for black ice. Even if you're a great defensive driver, you think you got it all covered, you never know. All of a sudden, you start feeling like you're on bumper cars. I've seen it time and time again, whether it's back east or in the Midwest or somewhere else. The ice is the very tricky, tricky thing. More details on Abdullah Muttalib and, of course, what happened, the timelines, etc., and whose fault it was as to that airliner almost blowing up in Detroit on Christmas Day. So who perfect to join us on this show, who better, rather, than DJ Frost, international pilot, debonair man abroad, who's always in the air doing cool things, and has lots of thoughts on what's happening with the airline industry. DJ, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you?
I think I got you to laugh a little bit. I thought I heard a little laugh there.
Oh, well, you know, you just never know where I'm flying to here and there, but yeah, there's a lot of stress in the air this week and through the whole month now, because there's a lot of things that are going on that are slipping through the cracks now. Like, I just saw the video of how the guy got through the security area in Newark the other night. Just amazing what's going on.
No kidding. You've done this for a long time, and you've seen the industry really evolve in different directions, and then what happened after 9/11 and what happened with pilots, etc. And now you look at the security situation. I guess, do you think we're better off, or we just have been lulled into thinking we're more secure?
Well, you know what? I think the bottom line is that there has been a war declared, and the people that are attacking us are doing it in ways that we just had never imagined before. I think that's the big thing that's really surprising us, and they're looking for the holes, and we had to figure out different ways to combat it. And I think what was not addressed today, most importantly, is what extra tools now are they going to give the people on board the aircraft, the flight attendants, the crews in the cockpit? What kind of new training is going to be implemented to combat this more effectively?
Yeah, that's a great thing, a great area to dive into. What do you think they should get in the cockpit as far as everything that they could possibly use in the air, what do you think should be available as the tools?
Well, of course, adding more air marshals, it's a great idea. I do have to caution, though, that they're going to have to make sure that they're properly compensated, that their work rules are manageable, that they retain good, solid air marshals to work this program. And the other thing is, I think we need more training for the flight attendants in the back, possibly more security training. Maybe they even have to take on a whole new role of something between a security person and a policeman. Maybe there's something right in there, and give them the power and the training to say, hey, this person is acting or does not look right. There has to be something else that has to be given to the frontline people to better deal with this.
Okay, but you know what happens there? This person doesn't look right. I totally agree with you. But the first time it's somebody from a Middle Eastern background, you know what they're going to say, DJ? Profiling, and that's, I think, part of the problem, don't you?
I agree, Kate, absolutely. And you know what? And the bottom line really comes down to, though, is that they have declared a war. And just going to have to be looked at, everybody's going to be looked at very closely. Just like the president said today, they are using people without criminal backgrounds, with no background discrepancies at all, and that's how they're slipping through the cracks.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think, before we get to the plane part, which we were just talking about, as far as you go to the airport, you go through screening, what do you think should happen with TSA? If you were the man in charge, if it was your job, what would you like to see happen?
Oh, well, the full body scanners. I think there's no question about that. That has to be implemented. And the resources, the money has to be put towards that. Now, I know some people say, well, a lot of people, it's a lot of money for this safety issue with aviation. More people die from car crashes. More people die from cancers and things like that. Yet, 3,000 people don't die on one day from these things. And I think that's has to be kept in perspective that this is a very serious war that's going on that's been declared on us.
All right. See, then the other part of that is, though, with body scanners, is the argument is how far do you go with the privacy issue? And that's been full blown across America on the talk shows, et cetera, as to what happens with little kids, how much do you see in these x-rays, all that other sort of stuff. You know more about the body scanners. What do you really see in the body scanners?
I think it's going to be where it's going to have to be judged on people who are trained in doing this in an objective manner. And that's what it's going to really come down to. I mean, look, they have already reported that they've smuggled things in within their body cavities into Saudi Arabia, and they assassinated a high-ranking official in the Saudi government. So, I mean, what is that line for safety now? I mean, I'm getting patted when I go see the Dolphins game. I get patted down. So,
right.
I mean, we got to figure this out. What do the people really want? Do we want to be safe? I mean, I know personally, I don't want to see another 9/11. Not at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to see another 9/11, and I don't. And as somebody who travels a lot, you fly a lot. I don't want to have that fear of, because I like traveling and I like flying, and I don't want to feel like this is an awful experience. You know, it's like that thing when you're a kid. You know this, DJ, because I guarantee this is partially why you went into flying. When you're a kid and you see the planes, you think it's awesome. You go to the airport, you're so excited. You remember your first plane flight, and I think that will be destroyed for a lot of people. Obviously, if we have some other disaster, who knows what that does to that mode of transportation. So I agree with you. I think you have to look at all the options and then figure it out as to what is the best option. And the pat downs, I've been patted down many times, even from the media side or just the fan side in going to stadiums. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And this whole thing now with the F-15s, you saw that another jet was turned around. We may see that a little bit more, because I think now there's also a little bit more paranoia because of what happened specifically on December 25th, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what has not come out from that, and it's been talked about between the pilot ranks, my fellow pilots, is why weren't all international flights immediately grounded or told to land as soon as that happened on that flight that day? There was not a dissemination of information immediately to all international flights coming inbound to the United States that day. It was just like they just thought about, oh, it must be just one guy. Yet how could they have assumed it was just one guy acting on that one airplane? So that was not brought out anywhere lately, and I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah, good point. Hey, we should tell everybody, too, if they have a fear of flying, they can go to your website at www.pilotdjfrost.com. You got all kinds of great things about flying stress-free. You've got a report on the 7 tips to fly stress-free, which I think are terrific. DJ, as always, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Kate. Anytime I can help you and your audience. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy flying to you too, DJ. And everybody else, by the way, that's flying. As I said, it used to be such an awesome experience. And who knows now? It's like a crapshoot as to whether somebody's going to go off on the plane. Do you feel like you're totally secure? Are you going to have to go through the body scanner? All that other sort of stuff. All right, stay with us. Maybe we need a life coach. I'll explain.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 7th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11.2920. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.5994, $5.7997 for a half ounce, or $2.8935 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.5994, $5.7997, and $2.8935.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, we have more of what President Obama had to say about the report in tracing the steps of the 23-year-old Nigerian who tried to blow up that airliner back on December 25th, and we'll talk about that, of course. And coming up, we have nailed the score. Sweet, we are into the playoffs in the NFL. And I hope somebody nails the score. Randomly, a game of the week will be chosen. I have my fingers crossed that it's not my Philadelphia Eagles taking on those lousy Dallas Cowboys. Too many people in my life are Cowboy fans, and they have been bombarding me with all kinds of jokes about how the Eagles really fizzled the last time out. So perhaps it'll be one of those other playoff games. I have no control. Our big bad computer at the mothership and our plush studios in Minneapolis will ultimately determine what that game of the week is. And you have a chance to win those prizes coming up in a couple of hours here on America Tonight. I said this, maybe we all need a life coach. Something has to change in the game. You look at the unemployment figures and you look at people who are dissatisfied with their jobs. You have people that are having a hard time, I think, I've noticed this lately, making decisions, making life decisions. You know, there's a fork in the road. Take one road or the other. And I honestly, I know a lot of people around me that suddenly cannot figure out which way to go. So I thought it would be kind of fun to turn to a life coach, Mark Setta. He joins us now. We're ushering him in from the green room because it's freezing in Dallas. Everybody's complaining in Dallas about the cold. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, and your comments there about my Cowboys, you know what I mean? I had to take slight offense. Coming what? On in, I was just at a Legends of the Dallas Cowboy meeting a couple nights ago with pretty much all of them, so I'm still feeling that feeling, but it should be quite a game this weekend for sure.
Let's hope it's quite a game. You know, I used to do sports in Dallas, and so all those legends, probably some of them I did shows with, like Randy White and Novacek, and even the great Tom Landry, because he was great. I had the chance many times to sit down with him, and really the funny thing is, Mark, as much as I am, I grew up in Philadelphia, and I'm a lifelong Eagle fan, it's so funny that a big chunk of my career I spent with former greats of the game that happened to wear Cowboy uniforms. Isn't that crazy?
Pretty ironic. Yeah, that is crazy. Well,
it is crazy.
I think it'll be a much better game than last week, that's for sure.
Boy, we can only hope that. So what's the scoop with people being unhappy at their jobs? There were new numbers released in this survey. We talked about it a couple of days ago on America Tonight. Just overall, there were all kinds of numbers, and they interviewed like 5,000 folks or households or whatever, and only 45% of the people surveyed say they are satisfied with their jobs. Do you think it's part and parcel because of the times we live in, or people are taking jobs they probably shouldn't take because they're just trying to take the safe route? What do you attribute to that as a life coach?
Well, I think it boils down to quite a few things. It's quite a combination. I think you're right in the regard that there's people that are taking jobs that they really don't want because they have to have something to survive given what's going on. I think also there's just a cloud of fear and anxiety hanging over people because they're all afraid. I mean, almost everyone is afraid of what if they do lose their job. I think they probably are more tense in their day-to-day activities because there's that deal hanging over their shoulder all the time. And it's just, the morale is just a little bit lower in general. Also realize that they're not giving annual bonuses the way they were. You know, it's kind of like everyone's riding out the storm. And the problem is we don't know when the storm is going to end or if it's going to get worse or whatever. So I think people are kind of polarized, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. And we're creatures of certainty. We like to know what's going to happen. So I think people are just very uncertain right now, which makes them uncomfortable.
So what if I came to you and I found myself in that situation, what are some of the things that you would tell me to do? How do I get out of this funk and live again?
Well, the reality is, you know, the laws of success are the same no matter what the circumstances are. That's what I would share with you. It's the people who are amazingly successful are not amazingly successful because they're luckier, because they have better circumstances. You know, I've heard it said many times, there was probably more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any time in history. Warren Buffett, when all this started happening about a year ago, said, you know, when other people are passive, I'm aggressive. You know, one of my mentors said, watch what everyone else is doing and then do the exact opposite. So what I'd share with people is, look, you know, you've got to be a horse, put the blinders on, and don't let what's going on with the economy, don't let it distract you. It's time to get laser focused and go out and be the best that you can be, because that's all any of us can ever be, is the best that we can be. You know, we can't compare ourselves to other people. The bottom line is, if you go to work every day and you enjoy what you're doing, you're rich in a lot of regards. So just give it everything you got, and the reality is you're going to separate yourself from a lot of people right now because, as I said, there's this lethargic, polarized attitude in a lot of workplaces. And as an employer, I have employees who work for me. I don't want to see people that are slugging around. I want to see people that are giving everything they got. And right now is an opportunity, because of the adversity we're facing, for you to show your employer they flat out can't afford not to have you around.
Oh, boy, I so agree with that. And if you use what you just said and you turn that around, it is such, and I know you've seen this because this is what you do, it is such a powerful thing. It's not hokey to say any of this. It's so, so true. What you just said there about the laser focus, if you do that and you bounce back with a positive attitude, I've seen people even rise through adversity to incredible heights on jobs that they never thought they could achieve. And I bet you have a ton of stories like that, too.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, once again, people don't realize you can't have a testimonial unless you have a test. So once again, it depends on how you look at things. Right now you can say, oh, woe is me. And I got to tell you, the last thing anyone can ever afford to have is a victim mentality. I mean, you just can't have it. I mean, just look at, I don't know if you saw the football game that just ended, but UT's quarterback got knocked down quickly. And, you know, my God, talk about the chips down, and they fell a little short. But I'll tell you what, Texas If they'd have won that game, it would have been a classic example of the chips are way down, everyone's ready to throw in the towel, and they just came out charging. They didn't have an oh, woe with me attitude. They didn't have a victim attitude. They went out and played harder. And that's what people love. Whenever things are going badly, is giving you a great opportunity to maybe create the greatest victory in your life.
Yeah, I agree. It's too bad if the freshman hadn't gotten sacked on that play,
oh, yeah.
And then of course they go into the end zone. There's a case of where I wanted to see the Longhorns. You're right. I'm always pulling for the underdog. I was so hoping that they would win it, but it's still a great example of what you can do. And you know what? How crippling is fear overall in your whole life?
Well, I would say without a doubt, fear is the number one thing that destroys people's lives or the quality of their lives. And, you know, it really is true. There's nothing to be fearful of. You know, I see so many people that live their life in the future or in the past. They're always lamenting how things didn't go in the past, well in the past, so things aren't going to be good in the future. But when you come to fear, that's a fear of what's about to come. And you see, successful people are optimistic. When they look at the future, they say, wow, this might happen and this might happen. And normal average people, like I used to be, it's pretty natural for a human being to go, what if this goes wrong? What if I lose my job? What if I don't get that promotion? What if the companies merge? And it's like, my God, most of the things you're fearful of probably aren't going to happen anyway. So just go out and enjoy every day of your life, you know? I mean, just the other day I found out my friend has Lou Gehrig's disease, and I got to tell you, you know, it's kind of like that song, Live Like You Were Dying. I mean, if you come in and realize that, you know, we could be gone in the blink of an eye, so you got to suck the marrow and the bone of life, as they say in Dead Poets Society. So you just got to go for it. I mean, that's all there is to it. And if you fail, so what? If you lose your job, so what? Millions of people, tens of millions of people have lost their job, and you pick yourself up and you dust yourself off and you move forward. But the bottom line is, if you're living in anxiety for the next 4 years and then you do lose your job, you didn't just lose your job, you ruined 4 years. Where on the other hand, if you live loose and free and you enjoy yourself and you lose your job, you have 4 great years and then you deal with the problem when it pops up. But worrying about it will actually create it in your life. That's what people don't understand. Whatever your fear most almost always comes true if you believe in the law of attraction.
Oh, boy, and I so do. This was a great conversation. Can we have you on again, Mark?
Oh, I'd love to be on again, absolutely.
All right, go to his website. Mark has a website, and it's markaseta.com. Mark, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it from America Tonight.
Absolutely, it's a pleasure. Have a great night.
You too. So true. And, you know, we're talking about this fear thing. It's like that fear of flying. A lot of people are crippled by that. When we were talking to DJ Frost, that's as all the times that he's flown, he started to realize that people around him, a lot of people had a fear of flying. Now it's probably a little bit worse. All right, what did Obama say earlier in the day? We're going to let you hear next.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days on StartPage and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to StartPage and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
America tonight, flying this plane through some stormy weather. If I'm at the controls, we're in trouble if we're ever in a plane together anyway. So Alabama topped Texas 37-21 for the BCS title. Boo! Yeah, roll this tide. Come on. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. We do sports shorts because we have the NFL, of course, coming up with Nail the Score. Cool story about the Texas backup quarterback, a true freshman, Garrett Gilbert, who almost made some interesting things happen because the stud, Colt McCoy, was knocked out early in the first quarter. But we'll give you all those juicy details coming up a little bit later. In the meantime, the big story on the day was the president talking about the problems before the terrorist attack on that plane to Detroit. In fact, Obama is using an old phrase from a former president to say everything stops with him. Here's what he said.
All of these agencies and their leaders are responsible for implementing these reforms, and all will be held accountable if they don't. Moreover, I am less interested in passing out blame than I am in learning from and correcting these mistakes to make us safer. For ultimately, the buck stops with me. As president, I have a solemn responsibility to protect our nation and our people. And when the system fails, it is my responsibility. Over the past 2 weeks, we've been reminded again of the challenge we face in protecting our country against a foe that is bent on our destruction. And while passions and politics can often obscure the hard work before us, let's be clear about what this moment demands. We are at war. We are at war against Al-Qaeda.
All right, there's no doubt that we're at war against Al-Qaeda. And the one thing I do like that the president said in that first part of his address was that, you know, here's the deal. The buck stops here, and which this should have happened a long time ago. I mean, frankly, what he said today would have been better said from Hawaii when the whole thing unfolded. I think it would have had that much more of an impact if he were to say that. But the one thing I did like that he said is that, you know, politics aside and all that other stuff, it's let's get some solutions. For goodness sake, I mean, that's true. I still put the blame on the fact that he didn't come out right away, and I still say that heads should roll as a result of this, absolutely. But it is absolutely beyond the time for solutions. So before you move ahead to solutions and all of this fallout as a result of Abdullah Muttalib and the almost blown up airliner in Detroit, he talked about the three key failures. Check this out.
It's now clear that shortcomings occurred in three broad and compounding ways. First, although our intelligence community had learned a great deal about the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen, called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, that we knew that they sought to strike the United States and that they were recruiting operatives to do so. The intelligence community did not aggressively follow up on and prioritize particular streams of intelligence related to a possible attack against the homeland. Second, this contributed to a larger failure of analysis, a failure to connect the dots of intelligence that existed across our intelligence community and which together could have revealed that Abdul Muttalib was planning an attack. Third, this in turn fed into shortcomings in the watch listing system, which resulted in this person not being placed on the no-fly list, thereby allowing him to board that plane in Amsterdam for Detroit. In sum, the U.S. government had the information scattered throughout the system to potentially uncover this plot and disrupt the attack. Rather than a failure to collect or share intelligence, this was a failure to connect and understand the intelligence that we already had. At the Amsterdam airport, Abdul Muttalib was subjected to the same screening as other passengers. He was required to show his documents, including a valid U.S. visa. His carry-on bag was X-rayed. He passed through a metal detector. But a metal detector can't detect the kind of explosives that were sewn into his clothes. As Secretary Napolitano will explain, the screening technologies that might have detected these explosives are in use at the Amsterdam airport, but not at the specific checkpoints that he passed through. Indeed, most airports in the world and in the United States do not yet have these technologies.
Okay, so again, we're pushing, obviously, for the technology, the body scanners that Michael Chertoff will certainly benefit from, but I'm not going to head down that road just yet on the show. We've talked about that already in the last couple of shows. So you get the scoop. I mean, we already knew most of this. They declassified the intelligence report, but all this information is stuff that we had already heard about with Abdullah Muttalib, the 23-year-old, and we still go back to the same thing. The father was screaming, yelling, basically, about his son, and nobody paid attention to that. And so this should have never gotten to this point at all. Coming up, we're going to let you hear a little bit later what Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, the Secretary of Homeland Security, had to say, and also the Deputy National Security Advisor, John Brennan, what they told reporters about the National Security Review of the Christmas Day terrorism plot. Yeah. I'll tell you, we are walking such a fine, scary line here. I mean, really, honestly, we are more than at war with Al-Qaeda. For the first time in a long time, I feel like the things that have been exposed are more than scary. It's like you could hear that in DJ Frost's voice at the top of the show. And then this is somebody who knows even more, sees some of the security lapses, et cetera. Some of the stuff that some of us have also witnessed when we've traveled around the country. And I am scared to death that something's going to happen for the first time in a very, very long time, because I think we've been asleep at the wheel and things are probably being planned. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. And here's the perfect example. You have the thing in Detroit. We fast forward to Newark, New Jersey, and you find that this airport video shows a security guard leaving his post. I mean, are you kidding me? So, and this is yet another flub up. So the surveillance video was released by the Democratic senator in New Jersey, Lautenberg. And, you know, he was pushing the TSA to show it. And one thing that you saw is a man realized that the guard wasn't there, so he snuck past security checkpoint on Sunday, walked arm in arm with a woman to a secured area, and that caused the terminal shutdown that delayed flights around the world, because there were flights that were international flights that were flying out. And then it just really, really points out how insecure, how reckless the whole security system is in these airports. Newark is an incredible passing through point. I mean, you have the biggest melting pot in our country in New York and in New Jersey. People flying in and out, like I said, internationally even. Can you imagine? That's what it was about. So anyway, in the video, the man puts himself near an exit lane where passengers pass the security guard to leave the terminal. And he walks over, tells the guy to step out, you know, outside a rope barrier. Then a minute or so later, the guard leaves the podium. The woman approaches the exit from inside the terminal, motions to the guy. He ducks under the rope to join her. Then they walk to that area. Passengers only, right? And during the time the guard was away, dozens of people walk out through the exit lane. And that obscures basically the man and the woman. Man, so of course, at least the TSA did something about this. They had the officer on administrative leave because they're investigating the breach there. I mean, this is an incredible lesson to focus, 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 and tighten up the disciplines across the country, because look, if the public is doing their part, I get patted down, I take off my shoes, I pull everything out of my bags, you guys all do it, then they need to hold up their end of the bargain. If we have to put up with sometimes what you have to put up with going through security, then the TSA needs to play their part, and obviously they did not do it with this guard and the cavalierness of just streaming away, especially at the point where he was, because who knows who could have gone through there. And it just shows how easy it was. You know, the TSA, they didn't want the footage from the security cameras to be leaked out. In fact, they were saying that the cameras were out. So that's the other part of this problem. They didn't want it released. So what happened was the security camera at the checkpoint was streaming live video, but it wasn't recording at that time. So then they had to get footage from security cameras by Continental Airlines, which delayed the whole thing for about an hour. So that's how the whole camera thing happened. And then you had that other surveillance camera that showed the guy leaving by that separate exit about 20 minutes after he exited, which started the whole thing of who is that guy, how can we find him. Oh, my, oh, my. So anyway, let me throw out the digits. We're back to the same thing again. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Would you feel secure, and honestly, would you feel secure flying right now? Yes? No? Sometimes? Depends on where you're going. I'm thinking a lot of you might say it depends on where you're going. Kate hanging with you. Be back on the flip side.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For most of America, because we just got through the holidays, and guess what? We don't have another holiday coming up for a long time, unless you include Valentine's Day, President's Day, but a lot of people don't have off for President's Day. So that means, let me think, what's the next big holiday? That would be Memorial Day. It's cold to think of it that way, isn't it? Coming up, we have Nail the Score, and we'll give you all the details of that national title game. Alabama wins 37-21, but the play of a young freshman who had to come in, I think, was pretty stellar at times. Unfortunately, some key blunders were made that didn't help Texas. It would have been nice to see them, I think, win it, because I'm always for the underdog. It's not a Texas thing, but it would have been kind of cool. And that's it for the college football season, by the way. So we're done with that, but we're not done with the NFL. In the NFL, we have the playoffs, and our Nail the Score this week is the playoff version, which means the computer will randomly pick whatever the game of the week is. Could it be the Jets and the Bengals? Could it be the Eagles and the Cowboys, the Ravens and the Patriots, or the Packers and the Cardinals? I have no clue, but one of them will be the game of the week. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How about you?
Simply fantastic. Steve did his cousin's wedding, and he had to throw in Canada losing the hockey game.
He threw it in the service.
Well, no, he threw it in during the sermon, as he basically said, "Hopefully, your marriage will be a lot better than the way Canada played at the World Junior Hockey Championships." All the Canadians had a good chuckle. The Israelis were looking like, what the hell is he talking about?
Right, exactly. They were confused.
Yeah.
You see, that's what your family does. You derail people with your sports analogies.
Right. Talking about this new X-ray, those new X-ray machines, they're coming here to Canada now.
Yeah.
And some Muslim groups and some Orthodox women are saying, I don't want to go through it. And some of them are saying, and one Orthodox lady who lives in my neighborhood said, unless it's a Jewish lady, I don't want to be patted down. So then I said, it's either that, patted down, or you don't get on the plane, lady. It's plain and simple English.
Oh, yeah. In Canada, that's not even up for discussion.
No.
Canada, you know this, and that's what you're telling us. It's this is the way life is now, and because of what happened in the United States,
right.
This is what we're going to do, and we've got these machines. And, of course, you know, here, Sam, there's a lot of controversy over the machines, over what they, you know, you have kids that would go through it if everybody was body scanned, and then what, you know, because when you go to a dentist or if you're a woman, you get a mammogram, they're always concerned about the machines and what it could do to you, you know, the radiation. So that's
right.
The other part that people are worried about.
Now, what I'm confused with this machine is they're saying they're going to show the whole body. Now, does that mean, excuse me, is there some guy who wants to get, you know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're saying, yes. It just shows, I mean, it doesn't show like you're posing for Playgirl magazine.
Or Playboy, as the case may be.
Right, or Playboy, but it would show, like, in other words, for a woman, you would see bumps, basically.
Yeah.
And you would see that there's nothing around the extremities. So if I had something, like in his case, Abdullah Matalib, where he had the underwear, you would have been able to see that. You would have seen that something wasn't right there.
Okay. You know, that was my, because I'm afraid there'd be some, the H word.
It's genitalia. Does it show? What will it show? That's what people are worried about. Is it degrading? Is this really how naked is naked? What do the body scans show in the airports?
Is it going to show as much as your local girly or as my gay friends would say, boy magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, here's what you have to say.
What
is it? This is the thing. Is it a trampling on your privacy thing, and it's too far over the top, even though you want to fly safely, and would you rather just the pat-downs and the other stuff? Or is it about, I don't care, I just want safety first, and if no matter what they have to do, I'm fine with it. That's what you have to ask yourself.
Right. Well, I don't care what they have to do. I don't care if they have to, like if, let's say, I'm going to referee a championship football game in another province. I don't care if they have to go through my whistles, my hats. I know that sounds like
they go through everything.
Right, everything. Of course, my flag they'll probably want to throw out, so I can call less penalties. But I don't care if they go through anything. Like my sister-in-law, same thing. She doesn't care if they go through her unmentionable bulls.
Right.
Right. So just as long as it's safe. And from a guy who's been to Israel a few times, Al, when it comes to that, is the best airline in the world. With all due respect to other international airlines.
All right, but this is a good conversation to have with you. LL, because we know I have a friend that lives in Israel, and I kind of know what the procedures are. But tell us your experience. What happens when you fly in and when you fly out?
Now they only fly out of Toronto. Big mistake.
Right.
Okay, what they do is they'll ask you certain questions like, you know, did you pack this stuff? Did anyone help you? Do you have anything? Do you have any weapons? Did anyone give you anything? You know, the usual stuff. And the look, the way you act, the first time we went, I showed them, I said, yeah, weapons, my fist. I said, I went to a pretty tough high school and they had a good laugh over it. But I remember the first time I went, I was going on a kibbutz. So I showed them my letter of acceptance and my mother, rest her soul, said, that was the key, because you showed them a letter. But if they can tell if you're nervous because you're nervous about flying, or if your name is Ahmed and you're carrying a Jordanian passport, they might look at you different. Just like if you went and you were going for a pilgrimage.
Right.
You know, they could say, okay, you know, and the usual stuff. But, of course, they'll go through all your things, too. And then, you know, I guess if they see that, you know, your flight risk, then you go over to, and get your, go over and get your seat. Where flying out of Israel, you can do a pre-check-in at any one of their offices in Jerusalem or in Tel Aviv. And, you have to pay a $10 exit tax.
And. Right. So it's a little bit different.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you're a native Israeli, it's $100.
Wow.
Yeah, so then they'll ask you the same thing, anything. But, of course, I'm going back like 25 years ago when Americans who lived there said, do you know anyone going back who'd be willing to take mail? Of course, now that's like some of the younger kids will be saying, what's mail?
You know, when
they think of mail, they think of email. So, you know, of course, you know, they're taught, you know, they're trained, they're taught, you know, I get what to ask and how to act and out of random. They can just, you know, out of random, they can just say, okay, Kate Delaney, would you come with us, please? And like I said, I have a friend who's a lawyer, and it'd have to be someone of the same sex who would have to pat you down because you could yell harassment if it's a male. I mean, a male cannot be in the room, just like vice versa. You know, a male has to pat me down. There can be no female in the room. So, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense, obviously, to see how safe that airline is. Sam, thanks. You have a fabulous weekend.
You too, gorgeous, and go Eagles.
Hey, sweet. He's up for my team. I love it. It's just things you have to think of as to what takes away your liberties and how far you're willing to go for airline security or not. But the worst thing about this whole thing is every time somebody circumvents the system and something almost happens, like the shoe bomber almost blew up the plane, Abdullah Muttalib almost blew up the plane. So whatever it is that they did or how they got through, then everybody else has to go jump through the hoops. All of us have to jump through the hoops. My mother came to visit. She had a sling on. She had shoulder surgery. She had to take the sling off. And she knew that was going to happen. But she had to be pulled aside, take the sling off. And, you know, even the people at the screening joked with her. But she had to do it. She had to take all the stuff off so that they could search the sling. And, I mean, this is travel now. It's a question of how far is the line, where does it go? And I still say one of the biggest holes is not paying attention to what is right in front of their face. All the things that happened with the 23-year-old Nigerian could have been prevented before he even got on the plane. Forget about going through a body scanner. They could have nailed him before that. I would leave you with this thought from Rocky Balboa. It ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get it and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?